Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Do I have faith? Do you have faith? Important subject. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. All right, the apostle's going to tell us what faith is. And a wise person, young and old, doesn't matter how long they've been sitting here or how short, would ask themselves, do I have faith? Do I have this faith? Peter said, get diligence. I want to. All right? All right, now, we can't just start in Hebrews 11 because he says now. Now. He's going to conclude, you see, what he's been saying for 10 chapters. Now, faith is. What did he say? All right, look back at chapter 1, okay? Don't let me lose you out of the starting gate, please. Like I said, this is life. Now, do I have faith? Do you have faith? Young people, everybody look at your Bible. You got a Bible in front of you? Look at it. Let's find out whether or not we have faith. Let me say this. If you're not interested, I know you don't. I just flat know you don't. All right, but here in Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse 1 through 3. God. God. Who at sundry times and divers manners spake. God spake. God spake. God spake. In time past unto the fathers. Grandfather so and so and so and so and so on and on back the grandfathers by the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and on Habakkuk hath in these last days, or that is since the prophets, the last days, just a few more days, spoken unto us by his Son of God, who was with God from the beginning, Son of God came to earth and spoke. God walked this planet. God walked this planet. God walked this planet. The one who made the planet came down and walked on it and said. Whew. Looks like men be hanging on his every word, doesn't it? Looks like I would. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Who being? Who is the Son of God who came? Who being? And then he spends 10 chapters telling us who he be. Who be this? Why he be? And on he said. Who he is? What he did. And in chapter 11, he says in verse 1 now.
now, after having declared who Christ is, what he said, what he did, who he is, who he be, his being. Now, faith is. Faith is. Read it here with Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance. The substance. Not a shadow. You remember Nancy him talking about a shadow? Not a shadow. Substance. Real. Not a shadow. Person. Person. Not a mere profession. Person. We talked about in Hebrews chapter 10, laying hold of. You can't lay hold to a doctrine.
Well, I hold to the doctrines of grace.
Well, you do. Oh, brother, brother Maurice, you know, always said, hug up. That's his definition of laying hold. Hug up. Hug up to the Lord. A person. A person. All right. So let's all examine ourselves, see whether we know this person, have this person. All right? How important is faith? We've already said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible. How many have it? How many have this faith? Well, there's not as many as we would think, as people think. When our Lord said, He said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? You remember that? That's striking, isn't it? Many are called, few chosen. Isn't that solemn? When the Son of Man comes. Oh, but one out of two every adults is a believer. Well, I'm just sure everybody in here. Will he find faith on you? Will he find it? Well, he says here, faith is the substance. Now listen carefully. Faith is not an act. Faith's not an act. It's just substance. Faith is not believing. Our Lord said in John's Gospel, he that believeth on the Son hath life. Everyone who has faith believes. Faith is not a work, although faith without works is dead. Faith, listen, faith is a God-given life within. Up there in chapter 10, verse 38, it says, the just shall live by faith. Paul said, the life I now live, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You see that? It's not, faith is not believing, though everyone who believes has faith. Faith's not an act. Faith's not a work. Although it causes to work. Faith's alive. I'm not trying to sound smart. I'm not at all. But I'm trying to clear this up. This misconception by most that
because so-and-so believes in God, believes, he has faith, you know. Now, the devil believes, doesn't he? You reckon the devil believes that Jesus Christ is the Savior? You reckon he believes he's Lord? You reckon he believes that this gospel is the power of God unto salvation? You reckon he believes that? He's doing everything he can to keep people from hearing it. He knows. You reckon he believes that the righteousness of Christ was imputed to people? You reckon he believes that, Rick? He knows. He knows. You reckon he believes that the blood of Christ is payment for the sin of God's people? He sure does. So you see, the devil believes. Is he saved? Faith is substance. Substance. Christ in you. If I could shorten this whole message, and some may wish I had, Christ in you. If faith be in you, Christ in you. Faith is a life. The just shall live by faith. Faith's a person residing in a person. It's a living, we just sang it, a living fire. My faith looks up to thee, a living fire, which motivates. What is it that faith is the soul of the new man? It's the new creature. It's new life. It's Christ in us. The unbeliever doesn't have it. The Spirit of God. Faith is the Spirit of God residing in a human being. The world doesn't have the Spirit of God. It's dead. They don't live. They're not living. They don't have faith. You see what I'm trying to say? And this faith is this person. Romans 8 talks about it. Who causes us to believe? This faith is what causes us to believe, repent, call, walk, talk. There, in that first Peter, 2 Peter 1 really did clear this up to me. As I was studying this and read other men on it, and they made statements such as I just made, you know, I kind of at first thought, well, that sounds, you know, when I read this just now with you, it really cleared it up. It says in verse 1, it says, them that have obtained like precious faith with us through, how does this faith come? Believing? The righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And he goes on to talk about the divine power has given us unto us this life and this godliness. Through the knowledge. See that? We have the knowledge. Why? We have faith. We've obtained this faith. He's given us this faith, this life. New life in us. Well, then he goes on to say, well, add to your faith virtue and the virtue. Well, if you add to it, well, he says add to it knowledge. But he said he already had it. Well, yeah, we grow. Our faith grows. You say. Well, if I'm confusing you, I'm sorry. It's very clear to me. But to merely say faith is believing, that doesn't describe it. Faith is so much more. One of the old writers said faith is like the hand. If you don't have a hand, you can't lay hold of anything good. Faith's like a hand. If anybody's got hands, they'll lay hold. Right? Anybody the Lord gives faith to, they'll lay hold on Christ. Anybody, it's like the inner being. It's hunger and thirst. It's inner workings. Faith is the body. Whoever hungers and thirsts after Christ. If you don't have this faith, then you don't hunger and thirst. Faith is like the ear. Substance. We're talking about substance here. Faith is like the ear. Christ said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But he said, some don't have ears to hear. Faith is the eye. Christ said, if your eye be single, you see, you have faith. See clearly, don't you? Don't have double vision. Single vision. You see that? Faith is feet. Like feet, it's a substance. Faith is feet. We walk by faith. Walk by faith. Faith is a substance. All right? Not just believing in the head, just not a theory, not a principle, not a doctrine. You see what I mean? Substance. It's reality. It's a person. Listen to all this. Faith is believing, yes. Trusting, yes. Looking, yes. My faith looks up to the... Yes, faith looks. It's the eye. Living life. Loving. Walking. Watching. Waiting. Worshiping. Wanting. This is all faith, you see. The life of faith. Walk of faith. Triumph of faith. Now, faith is substance. And these two lines go together. It's a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. They both go together. They're inseparable. Without one, you don't have one without the other. And I'm going to try to... I hope you're with me. All right, let's look at these two things. Faith is a substance. Substance of faith. And faith is evidence. All right? You with me? It's important. Do I have faith? All right, faith is a substance. And do you have a marginal reference there? What does it say there besides substance? Anybody? Women? Say it. Ground. But ground is substance, isn't it? Ground is substance. There's some people that are moved by every wind of doctrine. There's some people that are grounded and settled. Rock. Now that's substance. Substance. Now we're not talking about theories or principles or doctrines here. We're talking about a person. And to get a little more clear here, ground... Look at this. Rick, you'll appreciate this. It says faith is the ground. You know what? I looked that up a little more fully, and it says concrete. Concrete. Well, that sounds like a rock. It sounds like it's in the ground. That sounds like a foundation to me, doesn't it? Substance. You've heard of the substructure, Rick. Substructure of a building. You built a bunch of substructure. That's foundation. That means it's what's under the earth. It's not seen. Once that's built, it's not seen. But she's there. It's there. Substance. It's there. If it weren't there, a whole building would come down. Yeah, my house wasn't built on theory. Lots of sweat and blood, wasn't it? But that didn't do it. There's some substance under it. This study back here in nursery and all that, 12 yards of concrete in the footer. Rick, they kept digging that footer, you know, and they were looking for some solid ground, and digging and digging, and they finally hit something. You know, it's all field dirt back there, Henry, when y'all... It's field dirt. And they kept digging and digging. Finally, they hit halfway. And they poured 12 yards. If you go to build a house, I hope it doesn't take you just with a footer. You're already in big debt. $6 a yard. Well, that thing back there is not coming down. I don't know how much concrete's in the footer of this big place, but this is going to stand when this one doesn't. It has substance. Footer, 12 yards of concrete. concrete evidence. Concrete evidence. Do you have concrete evidence of this? I sure do. Concrete evidence. You see how they go together? But you can't see the substructure. Well, it's there. I got evidence. Substance of faith. Substance. Look over at Psalm 39. Psalm 39. He said there in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, it's the substance of things hoped for. The substance, the ground, the confidence, the what causes one to stand, what the whole thing is built on. Concrete. Reality is the faith is that substance of things hoped for. Right, now this question right here will prove that there's no substance to a lot of people. This question right here. What do you hope for? Young and old alike, what are you looking forward to? Things hoped for, wishful. You hope, you wish, you want, you desire. Things hoped for. What do you hope for? Now that question right there immediately win us. Immediately. We ask every one of us in here, examine ourselves, whether we be of the faith. Every one of you, ask yourself, what am I really wanting and wishing and hoping for? Right there, it'll tell you if you have this substance. See what I'm talking about, Jenny? Right there. Substance. It's not just believing. It's a substance. Things hoped for. What do you hope for? Well, riches. Don't have a substance. Being happy? I sure hope to be happy. Don't have his substance. Being retired. Well, if it's retired from your sins, but being retired, I don't have his substance. So look, here's a man of faith. Would you say that David is a man of faith? Deborah, would you say that with me? David is a man of faith. Let's see what he hoped for. Psalm 39, look at it, verses 4 through 7. David said, Lord, make me to know mine end, the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am, or what time I have, so I can devote it wisely. Verse 5, behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth. Mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show, a shadow. Surely, they're disquieted in vain, as troubled and upset. He heapeth up riches, every man that heapeth up riches, and just doesn't know who's going to gather them. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in faith is the substance of things hoped for. I remember I said, I believe Fanny Crosby knows the Lord. Because that last line of her hymn, she was quoting from the Psalms, it said, whom have I in heaven but thee? And as none on earth I desire besides thee. That's faith. Substance. It's real. See what I'm saying? It's real. It's real. Why? She's looking for a real person. Not a doctor, not a fire escape, not join a church. Not a person. A rock. You're not going to go to the stake and have somebody burn your body up while your family looks on. Trust in a doctrine.
Are you? You're not going to sit in a jail cell like John Bunyan did and have your wife and blind daughter come to you and say, please, Daddy, please renounce or just agree you won't preach anymore. Please just tell them that you don't have to preach and just come on home. Please, you're not going to sit in that jail cell for 12 years. Believe in the doctrine.
Got to have substance to it. Then.
You see what I'm saying, Brother Joe? You see what Paul is saying? It's substance. It's a person. Not thing. Things hoped for. Oh, in him dwelleth all spiritual blessings in heavenly things, places. Christ Jesus. Things hoped for. Oh, my. A worldling, quite simply, a worldling hopes for the world. Child of God hopes for God. Very simply. The person who's of the world, they speak of the world. That's what they're after. And our Lord said, and John laid the, where the rubber met the road, and laid it all bare and naked, and said, they that are of God, they look for God. They're after Christ. Means that does not mean that they don't love their family. It does not mean that they don't enjoy things. But did you read the quote in the bulletin, the bottom of the bulletin? I thought that was wonderful. Wonderful. Did you understand it? Understandest thou what thou readest? That quote said, the true believer, true faith, though rich, even though they're rich, they have lots of things, yet they enjoy God in it all. They see the hand of Ecclesiastes, Nancy. That's what the whole book of Ecclesiastes is talking about. Oh, you know, remember who gave it to you. You see God in all that you have, and you give Him a... But if it's all taken away, though poor, they enjoy all in God. They don't need it. They have God. They get it. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Take it away. That's good. Thank you, Lord. That's what old Eli did. That's what old Job did. Didn't he? Roberta, the Job had a lot, didn't he? Said he's a man feared God. He enjoyed his God. God took it away. He said, the Lord gave it. Lord, take it away. Bless it. He enjoyed all in his God. And all his friends and everything, everybody. You see, we're talking about substance here. You see what we're saying here? We're talking about substance. Real faith. Do I have it? Well, what is it? It's not a what. It's a who, like I've been saying. Who? Well, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we read there in Hebrews 1, well, God has spoken. God creates this faith, this life, this new creature in Christ in us by the Word. What I'm doing right now, this is how God has pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. This treasure, this life. Oh, if you despise the day of small things or common thing, common, uses common things, doesn't it? Common old things, like a jackass and a donkey was riding, and talked to the truth, and he's still using them. But that doesn't diminish from this the truth. It's His power. God's Word is His power. It's His voice. Just as God spoke back in the beginning, and this is what He said in 2 Corinthians 4, said, God who caused the light to shine out of darkness, one day God said, let there be light.
And it was light. There was light. Well, it wasn't theory. It was light. And God, who caused the light to shine out of darkness, had shined. God spoke one day through the gospel to all these people who have faith. Everyone has this faith. God one day spoke through the gospel, said, "Let there be light." And there's light. I mean, understanding. These are things not seen. But it's real. He said, substance. And things hopeful. I hope for more understanding. And God opens the eyes, ears, gives ears, gives eyes, gives a heart. In Ezekiel 36, and we're not going to have time, I can see right now. I wanted to turn there. But Ezekiel 36, he keeps saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him a new heart. I'm going to clean them up, he said. I'm going to wash them. I'm going to call for the corn. They're going to eat. They're going to be hungry, and they're going to be filled. And all along he keeps going. He said, I'm going to gather them from the nations. I'm going to separate them. They're going to leave. That's real. That's real, to leave the father and mother. It's real, isn't it? It's concrete evidence. I proved that I loved that woman when I left my mama and daddy. To cleave unto her. That's real. Why? She's a real person. Faith is soft. It's real.
Word. God speaks by His Word, the preaching of the Word. Preaching the Bible. The Word. The Word, you see, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Nobody'd know God unless God became a man. And God did. And the ground, the confidence, the substance of faith. Like those disciples on the road to Emmaus. We thought, we trusted, we hoped, we believed. They had their beliefs, didn't they? But when they saw Him, it's all figured out. It's all... Why, well, the prophet said, the prophet did, and Christ opened and revealed the Word, Himself, to them. Oh, now we see the light in the light of His Word. A person, not a doctrine, person. God became a man, and everything He is the ground of my faith, of my life. It's my confidence. Everything He is evidence. He has the evidence proven. But things not seen, I'm justified. How do you know? Can't see them, but they're there. Evidence. Things not seen. Everything He said is my hope. Everything He said. I hope to be in glory someday. I hope to be in glory. I like to call heaven glory. Why? Because Scripture says Christ is our hope of glory. Christ is glory. When I shall stand and shall look on His face, that will be glory for me. Whom he did foreknow, He did predestinate. Whom He predestinated, He called. Whom He called, He justified by faith. Whom He justified, He glorified. Past tense. See Christ. See Christ. I see Him. I see Him. A person. Ground and confident.
Mark, write it down. You looked it up yourself sometime. Colossians 1, verses 3 through 6. He talks about all the gospel, the hope of our glory. Christ, the hope of our glory. He asked Paul what he hoped for. And you could go to Philippians 3, and Paul would say, things he hoped for, he said, oh, that I might win him, win Christ, didn't he? Person. Oh, that I might know more about him. Oh, that I might be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Oh, that I might know the power of his resurrection and be made conformable to his death. See, that's person. I hope to be in glory someday because my hope is in glory. Get that? I hope to be in glory someday because my hope is glory. My hope's in glory and is glory. Glory is my hope. Christ is my God's is holy. Christ is my holiness. My sins are separating me. Christ reconciled me. Christ in me. Christ for me. Christ with me. Christ is the ground of my hope. The evidence of things not seen. What things don't we see? The evidence of things not seen. Well, I don't see the blood. Anybody see the blood? Children of Israel. Got to talk about the blood first, don't we? Because that is salvation. Children of Israel sitting in those houses, not a one of them saw the blood. Not a one of them. Moses didn't see the blood. Sitting in the house. Who saw the blood? God saw the blood. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass it. I don't see the blood. Oh, but it's there. It's there. Right now on the mercy seat for me. What's the mercy seat? It's not a what, it's a who. It's a person's blood, not lamb blood of bulls and goats. It's a person. Seated right there. I don't see him. He's there. But there is evidence. There's evidence of things not seen. Righteousness. You don't see these things. Listen to me. You don't see these things. You don't see righteousness. You don't see God. You don't see Christ. You don't see the Holy Spirit, do you? Is there no evidence? Oh, yes, there sure is. Evidence of things not seen. The Holy Spirit evidence? Oh, there's fruit everywhere. You can see it. Tree, there's fruit. Can't see the tree, but you can sure see the fruit, the branches. Can't you? Can't see the roots. You can sure see the fruit. Well, there's evidence. Righteousness, peace, joy, affection. These are things not seen, yet they are things that's seen. Righteousness. We just read in Peter chapter 1. Can you see righteousness? Christ is my righteousness, imputed to me, my hope of heaven. Is Christ him, who he is and what he did. And Peter said in 2 Peter 1 that through this righteousness of our God and Savior, he's given unto us, he's made us partakers of this divine nature. I see the righteousness of God in some of you people. It's evident. It is. It's evident. It's evident you're not trusting your own righteousness, but you're trusting Christ, and it's evident that you're walking like him. Oh, you're not like you ought to, but you are. I see that. Life of Christ. It's real. You see what I'm saying, Sherry? What he's saying here? When God says, I'm going to clean them up, did he mean just in theory? Huh? Doctrine? I'm clean them up. That's just a legal term. Is that what he meant? Huh? Is that what he meant, Ed? Just a legal term. It's just sanctification.
When God cleans something,
my daughter and I were yesterday, my wife went on one of her tears, her cleaning tears, you know. She gets on those every now and then, just, oh, man. And we try to help her, and it's, she likes things like she likes them, cleaned up and all that. And when she cleans things, they're clean. When God cleans something, when God says, I'm going to clean them up, does he do it? Is it just in theory? He makes a new man. A new man. So much so you don't even recognize him. That's reality. That's substance. That's evidence. That's evidence, huh? Peace. Peace is not a theory. Like we were saying, you can't face death on a theory. There's going to be a real person sitting on the bed beside you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Stephen. I love this story. Don't you? Stephen. They were bashing his brains out with rocks. Boom, boom. It was hurting. He was hurting, bleeding. And he said he looked up and I see Christ standing there. Not a theory. Somebody was saying, I'm here. Stephen said, throw the rocks. I'm in the rock. Throw them, hit me. Hasten me to the rock that is higher than I. Theory, he couldn't say, well, I believe in sovereign grace. Could he? That wouldn't do it. Oh, there's the sovereign Christ. Substance. Sovereign grace won't keep you. I've seen too many people leave that bleed sovereign grace. Much as I love the term. Much as I stand up here and say, I believe sovereign grace, I've seen far too many people leave, but not any who believe the sovereign Christ. Joy. Can't see joy. Or can you? Can you? Oh, yeah, I preach the gospel sometimes. I have some people say to me, I appreciate it. Or, it was a good sermon. Then I see some people in the course of preaching it. Joy. That's what I look for. You ask me what I look for in people. If I believe God something done something for them, it's while I'm preaching this gospel. That's what I look for. I look for light in the eyes, recognition. I see what you're saying. I look for just a little, just a hint of joy. You know, when you see somebody you love, you can't help but smile. And there he is. Dang it! Can you see joy? Well, yes and no. I see Christ, preacher. I see Christ. There he is. Oh, how I rejoice in the gospel. Affection. Affection. Love. Can you see it? Is love a theory? Is love a theory? I'm supposed to quit. Is love a doctrine? Oh, love's a life. Love's a life. And you don't quit loving till you're dead. Is that right? That's the reason I say it's not believing doctrine or theory or in principle. It's its substance, evidence, a thing that's fruits. Faith is substance, and faith is Christ, the person, ground, confidence, hope. Faith is evidence. It has evidence, clear evidence, just real clear evidence. It shows itself. All right. Joe, what's that? 388. Saying what? First, second, and fourth verses. First, second, fourth verses. Let's stand. 388.